Chapter 13. The Roger Young carries one platoon and is crowded. The Tours carries six and is roomy. She has the tubes to drop them all at once, and enough spare room to carry twice that number and make a second drop. This would make her very crowded, with eating in shifts, hammocks in passageways and drop rooms, rationed water, inhale when your mate exhales, and get your elbow out of my eye. I'm glad they didn't double up while I was in her. But she has the speed and lift to deliver such crowded troops, still in fighting condition, to any point in Federation space, and much of bug space. Under Cherenkov drive, she cranks Mike 400 or better. Say, Sol to Capella, 46 light years, in under 6 weeks. Of course, a six platoon transport is not big compared with a battle wagon or passenger liner. These things are compromises. The MI prefers speedy little one platoon corvettes, which give flexibility for any operation, while if it was left up to the Navy, we would have nothing but regimental transports. It takes almost as many Navy files to run a corvette as it does to run a monster big enough for a regiment. More maintenance and housekeeping, of course, but soldiers can do that. After all, those lazy troopers do nothing but sleep and eat and polish buttons. Do 'em good to have a little regular work. So says the Navy. The real Navy opinion is even more extreme. The Army is obsolete and should be abolished. The Navy doesn't say this officially, but talk to a naval officer who is on R&R and feeling his oats. You'll get an earful. They think they can fight any war, win it, send a few of their own people down to hold the conquered planet until the diplomatic corps takes charge. I admit that their newest toys can blow any planet right out of the sky. I've never seen it, but I believe it. Maybe I'm as obsolete as Tyrannosaurus Rex. I don't feel obsolete, and us apes can do things that the fanciest ship cannot. If the government doesn't want those things done, no doubt they'll tell us. Maybe it's just as well that neither the Navy nor the MI has the final word. A man can't buck for Sky Marshal unless he has commanded both a regiment and a capital ship, go through MI and take his lumps, and then become a naval officer. I think Little Birdie had that in mind. Or first become an astrogator pilot and follow it with Camp Curry, etc. I'll listen respectfully to any man who has done both. Like most transports, the Tours is a mixed ship. The most amazing change for me was to be allowed north of 30. The bulkhead that separates ladies' country from the rough characters who shave is not necessarily number 30, but by tradition, it is called Bulkhead 30 in any mixed ship.